Section 6. Rules of the Road. New Hampshire Rules of the Road. Every state has different rules and laws, but the main principles usually remain the same. Some basic rules that should be followed are: know all traffic signals, signs, and markings. Be alert of what is happening around the vehicle. Do not exceed the speed limit. Do not drive fatigued. Do not tailgate other vehicles. Obey all laws and rules while driving in this state or any state, country. Do not drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Do not drive while distracted. A police officer directing traffic overrules any traffic light or sign and must be obeyed. Traffic control devices. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs, pavement markings, and directions provided by law enforcement, highway personnel, and school crossing guards. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell a driver when they should stop, go forward, or turn while at an intersection. Solid green traffic light. This means a driver may go through the intersection, and if it is clear to do so, proceed with caution. Drivers must yield to pedestrians and vehicles in an intersection. Solid yellow traffic light. This is a warning light to let a driver know the traffic light is about to change to red. Solid red traffic light. This means stop prior to entering the intersection. Drivers must wait behind the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection until the traffic light turns green. Exception. Drivers may make a right turn on a red signal only if there is no sign prohibiting a right turn on red, and the pedestrian don't walk signal or sign is displayed. Flashing yellow traffic light. This means slow down and proceed with caution. Drivers should be prepared to stop for any traffic flow entering the intersection. Flashing red traffic light. This means drivers must come to a complete stop behind a stop line, crosswalk, or intersection before proceeding through the intersection, yielding any right of way. Green arrow. This means drivers may turn in the direction of the arrow after yielding to traffic and pedestrians. Red arrow. Drivers may not turn left on a red arrow. However, drivers may turn right on a red arrow only if there is no sign prohibiting a right turn on red, and if the pedestrian don't walk signal is displayed. Yellow arrow. This means slow down and proceed in the direction of the arrow with caution. Traffic signs. Traffic signs advise drivers about traffic rules, hazards, roadway location, roadway directions, and the location of roadway services. The shape, color, symbols, and words of these signs give clues to the type of information they provide. The shapes and colors of road signs have significant meanings, which allow a driver to quickly identify which types of signs they are looking at. Standard colors. Red, stop or do not do something. Green, direction or guidance. Blue, driver services. Yellow, general warning. White, law or rule of the road. Orange, road repair work warning. Brown, tourist and recreation guidance. Standard shapes. Octagon, 8 sides, stop. Down pointed triangle yield, slow down and give other vehicles the right of way. Pennant, sideways triangle, no passing. This sign, found on the left side of the road, gives the driver warning of no passing zones ahead. Diamond warning, special hazards are ahead. Pictures or words will describe what the hazard is. Rectangle traffic regulations or directions to drivers. Pentagon, 5 sides, school zone and school crossing. Circle advance warning of a railroad crossing. Crossbuck, X, indicates where the railroad crossing is. Warning signs. These signs warn a driver of upcoming driving conditions, such as warning the driver to slow down because of a curve or intersection ahead, to be prepared to stop if necessary, or of a hazard or special situation on the roadway that is ahead. Regulatory signs. These signs are square or rectangular and contain letters or symbols. These signs tell a driver about specific laws that must be obeyed, such as rules for traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed, parking, and other special situations. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol, which prohibits certain actions. Route number signs. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S. routes, state routes, and city, county, or local roads. Interstate routes are numbered by code. Even numbers are west, east routes, and odd numbers are north, south routes. Three-numbered routes with an odd first number are routes into a city. Three-numbered routes with an even first number go through or around a city. Guide signs. These signs are square and rectangular and are green, brown, or blue. They give information on intersecting roads, help direct drivers to cities and towns, and show points of interest along the roadway. Guide signs can also help drivers find hospitals, service stations, restaurants, and hotels. Railroad crossing warning signs. Active railroad crossings have signs, lights, or other signals to caution drivers about railroad crossings. A round warning sign with an X symbol, crossbuck, and black RR letters is placed along the road prior to a highway railroad grade crossing. The sign cautions the driver to slow down or stop, to look and listen for a train or railroad vehicle before proceeding. When a train or railroad vehicle is approaching the intersection, a driver must stop behind the stop line or not less than 15 feet, nor more than 50 feet from the nearest rail of the track. Drivers should not proceed across the tracks until the lights stop flashing, or trains have passed. If there is more than one track at the crossing, the driver should not cross the tracks until there is a clear view of the tracks in both directions. When the intersection is clear, drivers should look both ways and cross the tracks quickly, without stopping. The law requires buses that carry passengers and trucks carrying flammable or hazardous material to stop before any railroad crossing, even if there is no sign of a train coming. Drivers should be ready to stop when driving behind these vehicles. Work zone signs. They are generally diamond or rectangular shaped and orange with black letters or symbols. These construction, maintenance, or emergency operation signs alert drivers that there are work zones and that people are working on or near the roadway. These warnings include workers ahead, reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment, and poor or suddenly changing road surfaces. In work zones, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag to tell drivers which direction to travel, to slow down or stop. Drivers must follow their instructions. Barriers, such as drums, cones, and tubes, panels, are used to keep traffic out of hazardous work zones. Along with signs and road markings, they guide drivers safely through the work zone. Barriers may be used to keep drivers from entering closed roads or other areas where it is dangerous to drive. Temporary traffic signals may be used in work zones. Drivers should reduce speed in work zones and be prepared to stop suddenly. Do not tailgate in work zones. Fines may be doubled in a work zone. However, this will be clearly marked before entering the work zone. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are lines, arrows, words, or symbols painted on the roadway to give a driver directions or warnings. They are used to divide lanes, tell drivers when they may pass other vehicles or change lanes, which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways, and where drivers must stop for signs or traffic signals. Single, broken, dotted lines. These lines mark traffic lanes. White lines mean these lanes of traffic are moving in the same direction. Yellow lines mean the lanes of traffic are moving in the opposite direction. Driver may pass other vehicles over broken, dotted lines when it is safe to do so. Solid white lines. Drivers are prohibited from changing lanes or to pass another vehicle. Double white or yellow lines. Drivers must not pass if the line on the driver's side is solid. If the line on the driver's side is broken, dotted, they may pass when safe to do so. Edge markings. Edge markings are the single line that marks the edge of the road. The line is white on two-way roads and on the right edges of one-way roads. The line is yellow on the left edges of one-way roads. Stop lines. White stop lines are located on the pavement to show drivers where to stop. After initially stopping at the required point, a driver should look both ways and proceed forward, making sure it is safe to continue into the intersection. If there is no white stop line but only a crosswalk present, then drivers must stop before the crosswalk. If no crosswalk lines are present, drivers should come to a full stop prior to entering the intersection. Crosswalks. Crosswalk lines are painted across a road to show pedestrian crossing areas. Drivers are required to yield to pedestrians crossing the road in marked crosswalks or at intersections, even if no crosswalk lines exist at the intersection. Arrows. White arrows are painted on some roadways to help guide drivers into the proper lanes for turning at intersections and through traffic. Shared center turn lane. Shared center lanes are for left turns only. This sign tells a driver where a lane is reserved for the use of left-turning vehicles from either direction and is not to be used for through traffic or passing other vehicles.